Had to Keep My Nature Secret. Written by Brenanza and read by Litra. A Rusty Quill Gaming podcast fanfic. Rated Gen. Summary. They're just his hands. They are just normal halfling hands, but for a moment, back in the fight, they were not. They were someone else's hands. Something else's hands. Sharp and vicious and violent. Hamid doesn't speak once they leave Barrett's compound. He follows Sasha's lead through the streets of other London, and Hamid doesn't make conversation, doesn't chatter aimlessly to pass the time. Bertie nudges him once or twice, tries to draw him into poking fun at the poverty and desperation that surrounds them, but Hamid ignores him. Instead, he stares at his hands. They look normal. They just look like his hands. His brown skin soft and unblemished, his nails short and well-kept. They're smeared with dirt, the remains of Sasha's earlier camouflage, and his nail beds are a little ragged from the fight. But they're still just his hands. They are not laborers' hands, he knows. They have rarely known work and bear no calluses. But they are his hands. Every knuckle, every fingertip, every line across his palm is familiar. A map he knows by heart. He balls them into fists, tight enough that his fingernails bite into the heels of his palm. But they're not sharp enough to pierce the skin. He flexes them instead, fingers spread wide, turns them over and over, searching for any sign of change, any indication that something is different. But there's nothing. They're just his hands. Oi! Zulf mutters, tugging on Hamid's sleeve. Hamid looks up to see no sign of Sasha or Bertie. Zulf jerks his chin towards a side street, hardly large enough to be an alley, and Hamid sees the rest of the party a good 20 feet ahead of them.
Eyes front, yeah?
Yeah, Hamid says, absently. He follows the others, keeping a vague ear on Zulf's uneven gait to ensure he doesn't fall behind again. But he can't keep his eyes off of his hands. They're just his hands. They're just normal halfling hands. But for a moment, back in the fight, they were not. They were someone else's hands. Something else's hands. Sharp and vicious and violent. Then again, maybe they're his hands too. It's not a spell. He'd only ever managed to learn a few basics back at university, and none of them had been anything like this. Transforming his own skin into something else? Something more? Part of him wants to believe he'd imagined it, but he can't quite convince himself. He had felt the claws sprout from his own fingertips, had seen them slash and tear through Barrett's guard's clothes. They're a part of him, somehow. Drunk on a cocktail of terror and adrenaline, he'd called them forth from somewhere inside himself. Some well of power he hadn't known he possessed. His gaze flicks up just long enough to confirm he's still following the others. And then he focuses on his hands, trying to call up that well of power again. Nothing happens for a long moment, and Hamid thinks back to the fight. He'd been terrified, nigh certain that he would die on some nameless other London street with nothing to show for his life, nothing left within him to give, and Hamid's hands transform. His skin goes scaly, shimmering with brass, and the ends of his fingertips sharpen into black claws, deadly points, just as dangerous as Sasha's knives. He'd only shoved Barrett's man away ineffectually before, desperately acting on instinct. But if he uses them with purpose, he knows they will do real damage. Can rip and rend and tear and... And maybe Liliana was right, all those months ago. All Hamid ever does is break things. He'd wanted so badly to try and fix something, anything. He'd wanted to make something of himself, something someone might conceivably be proud of. But as usual, he has only managed more destruction, more pain. They hadn't been able to stop the attack on Edison's, couldn't catch the people responsible, and wouldn't even have this lead if not for Barrett, whom Hammond couldn't protect his new friends from in any way that matters. A lump rises in Hammond's throat, and then his hands are just hands again. The ring on his finger doesn't catch the light. It's a dull, matte thing, well worn with age, and Zulf had tried to take it, tried to shield Hammond from his own actions like everyone always has to, because Hammond isn't strong enough, or smart enough, or big enough. He can't even defend himself. All he can do is bear this ring and its consequences, whatever they are. He stifles a sob as silent tears slip down his cheeks. He is hollowed out with exhaustion, even as a sandstorm of guilt and recrimination swirls inside of him. But he doesn't want to draw any attention to himself. Not when there are more important things to focus on. He can't hold back the tears, but he can keep them to himself. Can tuck away his guilt deep inside himself. He's well-versed in keeping things hidden. The End. Reader's Notes. This was recorded for Voice Team 2020, Week 3. Never have I ever recorded a podfic standing up the whole time. Until now. Hope you all enjoyed it, and have a good evening.